The New South Wales government has declared the flooded mid-north coast area a natural disaster region. The region's been hit by its second major flood in less than 2 months, and more than 1,000 people around the Coffs Harbour area have been stranded. Now there are concerns about flash flooding, with more rain forecast for this afternoon. The ABC's Coffs Harbour reporter Helen McKell joins us now. Helen, what's it like there at the centre of town?
Hi, Eleanor. Well, at the moment, it's like feels like something out of sort of tropical North Queensland. It's very overcast. We've already had yet another downpour. It's, you know, very grey, very humid, and people are sort of assessing the damage. I mean, the rain that came on yesterday afternoon at about 3, and of course, you know, isolated school kids, isolated people, you know, people ended up sleeping in their offices overnight, was so heavy that it was like being in a monsoon, and people just did not have time to sandbag or prepare, or, you know, farmers go home and move pumps and stock. It was just astonishingly quick, and I don't know, just a deluge.
So no one got any warning of this?
No. I mean, the ABC is as much a part of the story as anyone else. I mean, the studio there is, you know, sort of decommissioned at the moment because we had about a foot of water through it. And, you know, who wants to walk around in ankle-deep water and with all that electronic equipment? But no, there was really no warning. It had been raining and it felt like there was a lot of rain. Well, yeah, there really was, but then the skies absolutely opened, and I think it may have been a pretty high tide, because once all that water, you know, hit already sodden ground, there was no way for it to run off. It just ran out to the ocean, hit the high tide, and then pushed Coffs Creek, which runs through the city centre, pushed it back, and it just broke its banks and flooded all the low-lying area. But the Bellingen River also broke its banks, and the Arara River, I mean, there are still people who haven't had power for 24 hours back in the hinterland, and, you know, there are bridges that are so far underwater they don't even know if the bridges are there. So this is going to be an unfolding story.
And what about the airport area there? Is that still cut off?
No, look, helicopters are coming going. I didn't see any planes coming in. I went to see the minister earlier today when, as you say, he declared a natural disaster. But there's huge pools of water around the airport, but it looks like you could land a plane. You can certainly drive a car. You know, there is access to it. The water recedes very quickly here. It's just, you know, I think the community is vaguely in shock again that a 1 in 100 year flood event that happened in 1996 has happened again 12 years later. So, you know, what's 1 in 100 years?
It looks like there's more rain forecast for this afternoon. Briefly, Helen Merkel, is anyone preparing for that?
Well, how do you prepare? Yes, I've had sandbags dropped off at the ABC, so I assume there are other people in my situation. You know, you just hope that it couldn't possibly happen again in 2 days.
Helen Merkel, our Coffs Harbour reporter, thank you.